I hope you're keeping well today and happy Tuesday to you. As we reach the last day of November, and it's amazing to think that we are almost at the end of 2021 already. So just to say to you that as members, you have free access to a free class I'm doing tomorrow night, Wednesday, the 1st of December at 8 o'clock Irish time. This is just a really nice class to kind of get in touch with how your year has been, reflecting on what you've learned, how you've grown, the good, the bad, looking at ways to ease your fears and your worries, reset your goals, get clear on what you would like in 2022, making sure your goals are realistic, enjoyable, and more importantly, that they're aligned with your vision of what you want for yourself in your life. So if you'd like to join that, you can send me a text or an email, or go to itstimeforme.ie/reflect and you can sign up there. I will be sending out the email for that tomorrow morning, and I'll be closing off the booking then. So if you want to do that, I would advise you to sign up today. The other thing to say, just a couple of things to say before we begin today's teaching. We did our soul circle on Sunday night. Loads of you attended the class, and thank you so much for coming and being so open. I have put the video replay of that in the bundle. Below this teaching, it's under our soul gathering. There is a password and a link. So you'll click the link and enter in the password and you'll be brought to watch the video back. This is a really important class. Like, every class is very different. Some months I do, you know, like nice meditation, have a bit of a chat, do some cards or whatever. But last night I really wanted to delve into the energy of communication around us being our true self, and how not being our true self actually at the core of things can cause so many issues for us in our mental health, our physical health, our emotional health, but also it kind of trickles out into other areas of our life and affects other relationships in our life. So the class was really good, and I would ask that you, I know it's like an hour long, or the class was about an hour long, and then we did a 25-minute meditation at the end. So to go back and watch that and to answer the questions, because a lot of what I'm going to be covering this week is going to be on the back of that. So as I said, that's below, and I would, you know, encourage you to have a look at that at some point, preferably before you actually continue this week. So for today's teaching, on the back of the class the other day, we were talking about this energy of like where we don't want to say how we feel because we don't want to rock the boat. We don't want other people to judge us, to have a bad opinion of us, and we don't want to like hurt other people's feelings. And all of this is really relevant. And I think every single one of you listening, including myself, talking about this, will struggle with this. And I suppose what I was talking about at the class is that when does that start to become irrelevant? You know, it's not trivial stuff here. It is very relevant. But when does it become irrelevant to the fact that if you're suffering so much because you're holding frustration or resentment or anger, or you're holding anxiety and worry about not being able to say what you need to say, and then it starts to affect you, at some point your own happiness, your own physical and mental well-being have to become more important than somebody else's. And I think the biggest thing we saw in the class the other night, and everybody was sharing so openly, and the same things were coming up for everybody, is that that the want to obviously say what people want to say and to be their true self is there. The fear around doing that is also there, and it's probably bigger than the desire to be our true self. And what I was trying to say is, but how can we be our true self, still get what we want to say across, and not be judgmental or say it in a rude way or be critical or, you know, accusatory in our language or in our tone when we are communicating? Now, I touched a little bit on this last week, but I have to bring it back up again because it was such a big thing for every person on the class on Sunday night that came up. And it really kind of bothered me to see that everybody who was on the class was struggling with this. And it also brought up that point that I mentioned the other night, which was, if we are always putting somebody else's energy before our own, that person, if they're causing us difficulties in our life, in difficult situations, in our communication, in situations with them, their energy is probably like a low vibe energy as it is. And then because we're drained and we're not like setting clear boundaries, we're not saying what we need to say, we're not coming from an authentic place in our true self because we're afraid to, we're also in a low vibrational energy. So we have that person being drained, we have us being drained, and then we may, you know, drain somebody else in our life because we're like taking our like negative stuff out on like those closest to us or whatever. We are here, you know, to evolve and to help the planet and to help each other evolve and to thrive. And, you know, if we are thriving and doing really well and able to say what we feel, despite the fact that these situations may never get resolved, and 9 times out of 10, they don't get resolved, but that when we are being clear and authentic in ourselves and clearing out this energy of whatever it is that's going on for us inside, we stay in like a high vibrational energy, and we can go on then and help like 5 or 6 other people in our life who will be drawn to our energy, who will see what we're doing, who will see that we're clear with boundaries, clear with what we're saying, and maybe, you know, integrate that into their own life. And all of a sudden we're starting to help people change and evolve, and those people can do the same, and the people after them can do the same. It's like a ripple effect. So you have to kind of today, what I'd like you to do is to like really think about whether your happiness is like more important than somebody else's, or is it an equal balance even? And this is what's like really, really fundamental here. But what I want you to talk about is, I want you to think of a situation that you're in currently where you're finding it very difficult to communicate what you want to say because you're fearful. You may be fearful because you've tried before with this person or maybe a group of people and you've got nowhere. You may have tried different things, tried different avenues, and you've got nowhere. You may find it difficult because you don't know how to approach the person. You have things that you feel are negative about them and you need to say them that to them, and you're feeling anxious about that. This can be in work, this can be friendship, family, relationship in terms of your partnership romantically. This can be even with an acquaintance that there's a bit of, you know, energy going on. It could be like a mother at your child's school or a father at your child's school. It could be anyone, okay? And I want you to write down what the situation is going, what's going on, why you find it hard to actually speak your mind, what you would like to get from improving the situation. Okay, when we want to change something, we feel it's going to make a difference in a positive way. But we have to remember that we are not, as I've been saying the whole couple of weeks now, we're not in control of how somebody reacts or responds. But what we are in control of is freeing ourselves from the energy that's negative that we're holding in our system that is not good for us. And then what I'd like you to do is look at the facts, like circle the facts of the situation. So it might be this person is very negative, this person is very defensive, you know, they said this, they did this or whatever. They're kind of the facts, or the facts from your perspective on what it is. When you're looking at what result you want then, so it might be for there to be better communication, you might not want any communication at all. You might want to remove this person from your life. You might have somebody that this is going on in a work situation that it's, you know, it needs to be okay. So whatever the result is that you want based on the facts that are going on, it's about sitting down and then you say to yourself, if you were advising a friend in this situation, you're reading it, you're looking at the facts, try and be objective. How would you advise a friend to approach this person without being accusatory, without saying you have done X, Y, and Z to me, your behavior is really bad? That is never really going to get us anywhere. When we are dealing with a difficult situation, it's more about saying, you know, I've noticed that there might be a little bit of tension between us. I'm just not really sure what's going on. You know, is there something that, you know, you need to say, or is there something going on for you? Is there something going on personally for you? For me, I found that this is actually making me feel a little bit anxious, a little bit fearful, like be honest with it. I'd love to kind of just clear the air here or get something sorted. If you're in a situation in work, like where somebody's like bullying or being like very aggressive with behavior, obviously that's a different approach. But again, you'll always find with a lot of people when you kind of stand into yourself a bit more and bring something to the surface and you're very confident and empowered in yourself, they will immediately start to back down. People who have very bad, you know, aggression or bullying energy like that get something from somebody who becomes like kind of crumbles in front of them. So when you're standing into yourself and bringing something to the surface, they can deny it and they can say all these things or whatever it is, but you can say, well, no, you know, I have noticed this. And they say, God, I didn't notice it. And then you say, well, no, I have noticed it. And I really want to make sure, that the air is cleared here. So from my perspective, I feel our communication isn't great. I feel like sometimes I might be doing something to irritate you. I might be doing something to annoy you. So you're not blaming yourself, but you're not saying you're making me feel like I'm annoying you. You're doing this to me. You're doing that to me. And this is kind of the approach that I think is better to be taken. Now, you may do this and it may not work at all, but what you have done is you have been authentic to yourself. You have spoken your mind. You have got out like your true self in coming across and saying like, this is how I feel. And this is the way it is, in a really nice way. But the most important thing you'll have done is you will have freed yourself of that energy that you're carrying. Because that is the biggest thing that is causing the problems. And then when you can't communicate with somebody else, say in this instance, this person in your life, it then is like a domino effect where we feel, oh God, I'm not even going to bring something up with another person that something's going on with. So there's so many different factors to this. But that's what I'd like you to do today, or whenever you get a chance, to pick a situation that's going on. Look at the facts of it. Look at how you feel in it. Look at how you want the result to be. And how can you reframe the issues that are going on to put them in a more non-judgmental, non-critical, compassionate way? So, for example, somebody has said something horrible to you and you want to address it and say, you know, you were really critical to me. You were really mean to me. You could reframe that and say, I just feel the last time we had a conversation that I felt like I had annoyed you or irritated you in some way. And it felt like your language came across of like feeling irritated or annoyed by me. And I was just wondering, had I done something? And what you're doing there is you're putting it back on them. You know, I'm not saying you've done something mean to me. I'm feeling that I have annoyed you or I have irritated you. And I'm giving you the opportunity to let me know what it is. And if that person says, oh, you did this, 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 and this, I wouldn't respond in that moment. I would go say, okay, well, let me think about that and I'll come back to you. Don't respond in the moment. This is the thing we always do. You know, either we get upset and don't say anything or we like lose the head, you know, but just a measured approach of it might be very hurtful what they're saying. Okay, I'll think about that and I'll come back to you. Every time with somebody, particularly if they're very difficult or they're very aggressive or very bullying, you want to take a moment to think about your answer and you relay that. But also that's showing, yeah, I'll take that on board. I'm stepping into my power here and I'm going to come back to you when I feel I'm ready to do that. So look, a bit of a longer message here today, but this is such a critical part of this. So I do hope this helps and I do hope you will take the time to do this exercise today or tomorrow. And I look forward to chatting to you soon.